听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, the World Games are starting today. If you live anywhere near Kaohsiung, I'm sure you have been feeling the excitement the World Games has been creating. Second only to the Olympics, the World Games is a huge sporting event that takes place in a different city every 4 years. 4 years ago, the games were held in the German city of Duisburg. This year, Kaohsiung, a large port city in the southern part of Taiwan, has the honor of being the host. Two words in this section that might be new to you include the noun bound, as in Charlotte jumped over the fence in one bound, and the word flip. Steve did an amazing flip when he jumped into the pool. Now it's time to flip our magazines open to page 36 and begin the reading on line 17.
The 2009 World Games. With its mixture of Olympic spirit and diverse sports, the World Games take on a character all their own. Among the different sports featured in Kaohsiung, be sure to watch for the following. Tumbling. In tumbling, gymnasts use quick and complex bounds, springs, and flips to move down a 25-meter track. Tumbling uses many of the same skills as other gymnastic disciplines, but a 6-second time limit makes it a particularly spectacular sport to watch. During the games, tumbling and other gymnastic disciplines will be held in the state-of-the-art Kaohsiung Arena.
Hi friends, I'm Rachel.
I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And you're joining us today for our second day with our sports article for this month. We're talking about the 2009 World Games, which this year will be, actually this month, will be in Kaohsiung in the southern part of Taiwan. Yesterday we talked about the similarities and the differences between the Olympics and the World Games.
And today we're going to start focusing on some of the sports you are going to see in the World Games. Some of them might be new to you. Maybe you didn't even know there were sports like this, but I guarantee you're going to learn something new. So let's jump right into our lesson, and we see that with its mixture of Olympic spirit and diverse sports, the World Games take on a character all their own. They are unique, aren't they, Esther?
They are very unique because they have a lot of unique sports. So our text says, among the different sports featured in Kaohsiung, be sure to watch the following. Now let's go back and talk about this word feature. If something is featured, it means that it is something special or it is something that will happen. So among the many sports that will take place, well, we're going to talk about a few different ones. And the first one is called tumbling.
Okay, so if you've watched the Olympics or the World Games before, maybe you already know that tumbling is a gymnastic sport, or it's part of the sport of gymnastics. So our article says, in tumbling, gymnasts, or the people who participate in gymnastics, use quick and complex bounds, springs, and flips to move down a 25-meter track.
Wow, this is so interesting. I love gymnastics. Gymnastics is one of my favorite sports to watch, but tumbling is a bit different. And this is very difficult. Actually, it's a very difficult sport. you have this 25-meter track, and the gymnasts are doing bounds and springs and flips. And two of those words are our word bank words. Esther, what does bounds mean? What does it mean if you bound?
Well, if you are bounding, then you are jumping. And there are many different kinds of jumps that gymnasts use. Perhaps if you've watched Olympics on TV, you can see they have different ways of doing these bounds. They are very hard to do. And our second word is flips. A flip is when you turn around, sometimes 360 degrees, sometimes a couple different flips. When you do a complete flip, then you are flipping your body, and they will tumble down or they will roll down this 25-meter track.
And actually, a very good friend of mine in America loves to do flips into the swimming pool. So sometimes he will get on the diving board and he'll either do a front flip, or sometimes he'll turn around backwards and do a backflip.
Wow, I wish I could do that, but I have to admit I don't know how to flip or bound or do that very well. I can jump up and down, but I am amazed at what gymnasts can do with their own 2 feet and their hands. Sometimes they'll also use to throw themselves up in the air and to flip around. So I'm sure this will be a very exciting sport to watch. Moving on, we read that tumbling uses many of the same skills as other gymnastic disciplines, but a 6-second time limit makes it a particularly spectacular sport to watch. So what makes it different, Esther, is this time limit.
Right. In the Olympics, usually in the floor exercises, these gymnasts, they have a lot more time, maybe even up to a few minutes. But at the World Games, they only have 6 seconds tumble down this 25-meter track, and they have to do a lot of fancy moves in this short 6-second time frame.
Yeah, to move 25 meters in 6 minutes. Six seconds. That sounds like a pretty fun one to watch. Our article says particularly spectacular, so that means it's going to be very impressive to watch.
I'm always amazed at how hard someone can work. Maybe they'll train for 2 or 3 years just for those 6 seconds. And so I have a lot of respect for athletes who put a lot of time and energy into training for these Olympic sports that sometimes are over very quickly. But also during the games, tumbling will be held in the state-of-the-art Kaohsiung Arena. So keep your eyes open. This is a beautiful state-of-the-art arena. It's the top of its kind. It's high quality.
I'm sure this building, the Kaohsiung Arena, is a beautiful modern building. Now let's watch today's skit, and then we'll take a break.
Finally, the World Games are here. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready for a mixture of diverse sports and the spirit of the Olympics.
Let's watch the World Games take on a character all their own. Let the games begin!
All right.
Look, it's tumbling.
Wow, those gymnasts are so quick. Wow, look at complex bounds, springs, and flips.
They have 6 seconds to tumble down this track.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, look. It's tug of war.
Pull. Both teams are powerful.
Come on. Pull that rope.
Wow. Take it from the opposition.
Whoa.
Wow, that was great.
Hey, look. It's
Wushu. What's that?
It's a martial arts.
Oh. Look out. It's a kick.
Oof.
Oh.
Ow.
Ow.
Here comes a punch.
Ow.
Ow. Oh.
That hurts. Wow. It's a jump. It's a smack.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. Wow. Now it's a face-off. Full contact sparring.
Oh. Boy. See, I told you, the World Games are exciting.
Yeah, this is exciting. Oh!
Oh! Ow. Look out.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Before the break, we saw that tumbling is a World Games event. While it can be said that tumbling is a part of gymnastics, you will not see tumbling in the Olympic Games. Another non-Olympic sport is the tug of war. Maybe you've participated in a tug of war during a school outing or a company picnic. It's a lot of fun trying to out-tug the opposition. Opposition is our next key word, and our example sentence reads, "The opposition in the speech contest will be tough." Next is the noun martial art. Ben has been practicing this particular martial art for most of his life. Okay, let's get back to the tug of war. It starts on line 11 in the right-hand column.
The 2009 World Games. Tug of war. An event that relies heavily on strength and teamwork, tug of war is a sport with ancient roots. Two teams of eight pull on opposite ends of a rope. A team wins by pulling the center of the rope a full 4 meters away from the opposition. In Kaohsiung, tug of war will be held at the National Sun Yat-sen University. Wushu. The sport of modern wushu, based on traditional Chinese martial arts, is composed of two disciplines. In the first, called Tao Lu, athletes are judged on their performance of a series of kicks, punches, and jumps. In the second, called San Da, athletes face off in full contact sparring.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the sport of tumbling and how exciting and spectacular it will be in the World Games. Now we're going to look at two more sports in the World Games, and the first one is tug of war. Chip, I'm guessing in your lifetime you've played tug of war once or twice.
I have. It is very fun, and as our article says, it's an event that relies heavily on strength. Very strong people, and it also relies on teamwork, people working together. Actually, I suppose they converge, their strength converges together as they play tug of war.
Right, and this is a very fun game where you have two teams there on two sides, and in the middle there is a rope, and usually it's a thick rope, and you have to pull the rope so it crosses a certain point on your side. So as a child, I played this in school, and we often played this in our PE class.
But this competition or this game actually has ancient roots. It's quite old. People have been doing this for a long time. And in this competition, as Esther just mentioned, two teams of eight people on each team pull on opposite ends of a rope. And they pull and they pull. And sometimes they go back and forth and back and forth for quite a long time. But eventually one team will win. And how do they win, Chip?
Well, they win by pulling the center of the rope a full 4 meters away from the opposition. And now when we talk about the opposition, you might recognize the word opposite mixed in that word, opposition. And we're talking about the opposite team or the opposite side.
Or the people that you are playing against. Or sometimes we even use this word when we're talking about a war. Your opposition, they are your enemies. But here in the friendly World Games, these are the people that you are playing again. So in tug of war, the opposition is a team on the other side of the rope.
They are your opponents. Well, I'm sure that the tug of war match will be very intense and very exciting. If you would like to watch it, it will take place at the National Sun Yat-sen University. Now let's go to our next sport. We want to make sure we take time to define wushu. Chip, what in the world is wushu and what is it based on?
Okay, well, it sounds like wushu is actually, it's a newer sport. It's a more modern sport, but it's a modern sport that's based on an older, more traditional form of Chinese martial arts. Now, a martial art is a type of competition fighting, isn't it?
Well, martial arts is a sport that is a traditional form of Asian fighting, such as judo and karate and kung fu. And you don't always have to compete in a game. You can just practice it by yourself.
So it's composed of two disciplines. We're going to explain those. In the first, called Taolu, athletes are judged on their performance of a series of kicks, punches, and jumps. So if you enjoy martial arts, this will be something you definitely want to watch.
And it sounds like the second discipline is called Sanda, in which athletes face off in full contact sparring. Now, if you spar with somebody, that means, actually that's a word that means competitive fighting, usually using kicks or punches to fight in a competition.
And here when we're talking about full contact sparring, we're talking about fighting that involves two people facing each other and using all parts of their bodies. So full contact sparring is very exciting to watch. And if you get a chance, be sure to watch this wushu at the World Games.
So far, all of the games that we've talked about today are exciting to me. I'd love to watch tumbling and tug of war and this wushu. I can't wait to watch some of them. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed today's lesson, that you'll join us next time here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Let's end with a great video.
The World Games 2009 in Kaohsiung will bring you exciting sports experiences no other games can match. Billiards, powerlifting, dance, canoeing, polo, korfball, roulette, flying disc, karate, sumo, tug of war, water skiing, dragon boats, shootball, and many more. Athletes from all over the world are excited and proud to compete in these games. They are ready to meet new challenges and new friends through these exciting games and experiences hosted by the beautiful harbor city, Kaohsiung.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken. Linda is joining us today again. Hi Linda.
Hello Ken. Hi everyone. It's nice to be with you all. So, which sport are you interested in at the World Games?
Well, I was reading about wushu, and it talks about punching someone. That means to hit with your hand, right?
With your fist, yes.
Your fist?
Well, if you use an open hand to hit someone, you're slapping the person. Do you want me to slap you to show our students?
No thanks. I'll explain it to them. Mm-hmm. So, what is a punch then?
Well, punching is usually what is done in fights.
Got it. 在英文, hand 是指手, 但是当我们将手握起来变成一个拳头, 那就叫做fist. 所以如果你是用hand来打某人, 那个叫做slap, 裹一巴掌, 用拳头打人叫做punch.
Now, I've also heard punch when someone goes to work.
Right, that's called punching the clock. You put your time card into a time clock and you punch in. And when you leave, you punch out. So it shows the time you got to work and the time you left work.
Oh, I see. I've also heard someone say that his friend never pulls any punches, but I've never figured out what that means.
Well, to pull punches means to hold back. But this phrase is usually used in the negative. So if you are a person who doesn't pull any punches, it means you tell the truth directly. We usually use this for, like, doctors. Instead of keeping back information, they will tell you just how sick you really are. Or in this bad economy, if the boss tells his employees just how bad perhaps the situation for their company is, he is not pulling any punches, but telling it all.
Punch 是一拳的意思，一般情况下拳击手的一拳是很有力的，但是如果他出拳的时候不用尽全力，那么对手就不会感到那么痛。所以 pull punches 这句话延伸出来的意思表示委婉的批评，但是通常呢会用于否定句，意思就变成说话很直接，比如说 So what did you think of my performance? Don't pull any punches.你觉得我表演的如何？不要有所保留哦。Punch 也可以用在上班打卡，那就是 punch the clock。早上进入公司要 punch in， 签到，那下班的时候呢，要 punch out， 签退。
Well, it's time to punch out of the chat room, but be sure to join us again tomorrow. Bye!
Goodbye!
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 state of the art 这个形容词。State 是指状态， art 是指艺术，所以 state of the art 艺术的境界其实指的是最先进的或者是最高级的，通常都用来形容某一种科技产品。例如 they use state of the art recording equipment at their studio， 他们在他们的录音室里面使用最先进的录音设备。或者是 The museum uses a state-of-the-art security system. 这家美术馆使用的是最先进的保全系统。继续我们看的是 opposition 这个名词，它的动词是 oppose, O-P-P-O-S-E, 反对。所以呢 opposition 本来是指反对或抵抗，但是在今天 opposition 是指对方的队伍或者是对手，注意它的前面要加定冠词的The opposition, 它是一个集合名词，是指整个团体。例如 ,The opposition has a strong defense, so today's game is going to be tough. 对方有很强的防守队伍，今天这场比赛要赢会很辛苦的。所以我们来看的是 spar 这个动词。spar 是指拳斗或者是轻拳出击。所以它的现在分词、过去式还有过去分词都要重复字尾的 r, 再加上 ing 或者是 ed。例如 ,the two boxers were sparring to test each other. 这两名拳击手轻轻地出拳要探对方的虚实。spar 也指争吵或争执。例如 ,this newlywed couple are sparring over minor things again. 这对新婚夫妻又为了芝麻小事在争执了。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned!
The 2009 World Games. With its mixture of Olympic spirit and diverse sports, the World Games take on a character all their own. Among the different sports featured in Kaohsiung, be sure to watch for the following. Tumbling. In tumbling, gymnasts use quick and complex bounds, springs, and flips to move down a 25-meter track.Tumbling uses many of the same skills as other gymnastic disciplines, but a 6-second time limit makes it a particularly spectacular sport to watch. During the games, tumbling and other gymnastic disciplines will be held in the state-of-the-art Kaohsiung Arena. Tug of War. An event that relies heavily on strength and teamwork,Tug of war is a sport with ancient roots. Two teams of eight pull on opposite ends of a rope. A team wins by pulling the center of the rope a full 4 meters away from the opposition. In Kaohsiung, tug of war will be held at the National Sun Yat-sen University. Wushu. The sport of modern wushu, based on traditional Chinese martial arts,is composed of two disciplines. In the first, called Tao Lu, athletes are judged on their performance of a series of kicks, punches, and jumps. In the second, called San Da, athletes face off in full contact sparring.
Well, friends, they're not the only games in the World Games this summer, but tumbling, tug of war, and wushu are sure to draw big crowds and delight spectators. Tomorrow, we're going to highlight three more events, and like the sports we study today, tomorrow's sporting events will add their own unique flavor to the World Games, all while keeping the spirit of the Olympics alive. Join us tomorrow and find out which sports they are. Friends, if you're interested in improving your English writing skills, check out page 63 for some tips and guidelines. Then compare your work with the answer key on page 78. Well, it's time for me to go. I hope to see all of you for day 3 of the 2009 World Games here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Bye-bye, everybody.